Here is the forecast for northeast Colorado tonight. Thunderstorms likely early in the evening, then a chance of thunderstorms late in the evening. Lows in the upper 40s. Chance of thunderstorms 60%. Friday, mostly cloudy in the morning, then becoming partly cloudy. Highs in the upper 60s. Friday night, partly cloudy. Lows in the mid 40s. Southeast winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Saturday, mostly cloudy. Highs in the mid 70s. South winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Saturday night, partly cloudy. Lows in the upper 40s. Here is the extended forecast for northeast Colorado. Sunday, partly cloudy with a 20% chance of thunderstorms. Highs in the upper 70s. Sunday night and Monday, mostly clear. Lows in the upper 40s. Highs in the mid to upper 70s. Monday night, partly cloudy. Lows in the lower 50s. Tuesday, partly cloudy with a 30% chance of thunderstorms. Highs in the upper 70s. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of thunderstorms. Lows in the lower 50s. Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of thunderstorms. Highs in the upper 70s. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of thunderstorms. Lows in the mid 50s. Thursday, rain showers likely and chance of thunderstorms. Highs in the upper 70s. Chance of precipitation 60%. Flood advisory in effect until 7:45 p.m. this evening. What? Urban and small stream flooding caused by excessive rainfall is expected. Where? A portion of northeast Colorado, including the following counties, Logan, Morgan, and Washington. When? Until 7:45 p.m. Impacts, minor flooding in low-lying and poor drainage areas. Additional details, at 4:35 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time, Doppler radar indicated heavy rain due to thunderstorms. This will cause urban and small stream flooding. Between 0.5 and 1.5 inches of rain have fallen. Some locations that will experience flooding include Sterling, Acon, Fleming, Midway, Pruitt Reservoir, Plattner, Atwood, Burdett, Gary, Woodrow, Proctor, Fremont Butte, and Riordan Hill. Turn around, don't drown when encountering flooded roads. Most of flood deaths occur in vehicles. The 6 p.m. observations around northeast Colorado. Sterling was cloudy with a temperature of 52 degrees. The dew point was 52 and the relative humidity 100%. The wind was northeast at 13 miles an hour. The pressure was 30.07 inches and rising. Acon had light rain with a temperature of 50 degrees. The dew point was 47 and the relative humidity 89%. The wind was northeast at 22 miles an hour, gusting to 31. The pressure was 30.11 inches and rising. At Holyoke, light rain. The temperature was 59. The wind was north at 22. Yuma had light rain with a temperature of 48 degrees. The wind was north at 31 miles an hour, gusting to 38. Fort Morgan, light rain. The temperature was 54. The wind was northeast at 14. Elsewhere, Greeley, light rain. The temperature was 55. Denver, light rain and 53. The wind was northeast at 24, gusting to 35. Lyman, light rain and 54. The wind was east at 13. Burlington, cloudy and 63 degrees. The wind was northeast at 12. Copper Mountain, partly sunny and 45 degrees. Grand Junction, fair and 76 degrees, from outside Colorado. Cheyenne haze with 53. Sydney fog and 53. Ogallala light rain and 60. The wind was northwest at 12. North Platte haze and 68. Goodland cloudy with a temperature of 65. You're listening to NOAA All Hazards Radio Station WXM 53, broadcasting 24 hours a day on frequency 162.400 MHz in Sterling. Broadcasts originate from the National Weather Service office in Boulder. The station serves listeners in the northeast corner of Colorado.